First off, is that how you've you ever been? I guess to not that you're that far from incredibly far from home, but have you ever been to other countries or other provinces to have to fight fires before?
Yeah, no, I've been to British Columbia, Yukon, Quebec, Ontario, been down here in the States to Montana, Idaho, Washington, Oregon, and recently was in Australia.
Oh, wow. So how does the Oregon experience compare to anything you've seen before?
As far as fire activity,
Right.
it's severe. It ranks up there as probably in the, probably the top five. When you're impacting communities, as bad as it is down here, it's similar to the Fort McMurray, the Slave Lake, those kind of incidents. It's very similar to what we experienced in Australia, where it's, such widespread devastation.
Oh wow. Okay. And in saying that too, I guess when you guys got the call last week to come down, was there any hesitation or were you like was it more like from you and the other firefighters, this is what we do, let's do this?
That's exactly it. It's this is what we do. Let's do this. There was probably some hesitation with the COVID, but no. As far as fire, no. This is what we do, and this is we wait for that call.
Awesome. And I guess when you first arrived in the Oregon area, what was the was, there must have been was there at least a very positive reaction, at least from the American forest firefighters that were out there and like thankful that you're there?
It's incredible the reception we receive here. It's one thing I've always been impressed with was traveling down to the United States here is the appreciation and the support the firefighters receive here. So that's everyone from the receiving agencies to the other firefighters to the public. Every time we stop for gas or we drive down, people are clapping or wanting to buy you dinner and saying thank you. It's incredible the support they receive down here, and they're very appreciative of it.
Okay, and in terms of like the firefighting efforts, I guess I'll be honest, I haven't had a chance to really check up on it in the last couple of days, but do you think you guys are at least suppressing a lot of it, or at least there's some good work being done?
There's excellent work being done. They were fortunate to receive a little bit of a downtrend in the weather. So just after receive, there was a little bit of rain they received. Not much, but just enough to clear the smoke out of the air and give everyone a little bit of a chance to reset, so to speak. But no, the guys are all out there, and girls, sorry. They're all out there now. They've all received their assignments, and firefighting is firefighting. The techniques are a little different down here, but they've adapted well, and they're on the line contributing as we speak.
Okay, and in saying that, I guess since you're Peace River guy, a little bit of pride being one of the Peace River guys and knowing that you were kind of you got the start here, worked here in Peace River and getting it done. And on top of that, I think there's a few of you people out there that are rep not only representing the country but the town really well.
Yes, we have Nikki Cuff and Lee Ruthven are also down here, two employees out of the Peace River office. And yeah, they're on incidents down here and again contributing, doing what they do and doing it well.
And I guess the last question I have for you is when do you hope, I guess maybe hard to say at this point, when do you guys hope to come home?
Our deployments are typically 14 days on the line. So on the line means that's the first day on the fire line. So adding on 2 or 3 travel days in either end, it's probably about a 20-day deployment. Now, given COVID, there's restrictions we have going back. We're not still haven't cleared those up, but overall, it's probably about an 18 to 20-day deployment. So we left on the 14th. I'd have to do the math there.
Fair enough. And I guess on top of that too, in terms of the situation, it sounds like things are getting better down there, and the appreciation is down there. Overall, is this you've been on the trail for quite some time? So is this one of those things where you maybe were like, "Oh wow, we didn't expect this," or when you got to Oregon, where you're like, "I've seen situations like this before. We know what needs to be done."
I would say that yeah, we've seen situations like this. So fire is fire. We're all familiar with it. There's different fuels down here. I mean, the timber, the terrain's a little bit different, but our people are well trained and well experienced, so they adapt quickly, and there's no concerns there.